Earlier this morning, we talked with Eli Roll, getting an update from Caltrans about what was going on with the slide right there on 101 near Leggett. And we have an update right now. There was some brand new information. Eli, are you there?
Yeah. Good morning, part two, Cliff.
Good morning, part two. So there is a second slide?
Yeah. So it's not like, when we say a second slide, we don't mean like it's in a different location and we're going to be hosed for weeks. It's like the north part of the slide that was already down, a whole bunch more material came down, and from the superficial eyeball estimates, it looks like it could be just as much or more material than what originally closed the highway.
Oh, boy.
So now we're looking at twice the volume down there on the road. Again, you know, we are going to be working all throughout the day. 7 days a week with our contractor to try and get one lane open back up. We're not sure what this has done to the stability of the hillside. That's, you know, our ongoing investigation for today and possibly tomorrow as well. So hopefully we have more information about that later. But at this time, yeah, second slide came down. We're still working to get it open. The slide material now goes down into the river. There's about like 100-foot width. The amount of material is like 100 feet long, and it's all down there now.
Wow.
It's pretty big. We got photos up on Facebook so you can see it for yourself. If you happen to be following us on Twitter, it links you to the Facebook photos there. But this one took down some trees and stuff with it from the adjoining hillside. It is major, but, you know, we're hopeful it doesn't delay the reopening of the highway too much. We still don't have a date for when that could be open. Any of the estimates are fuzzy at best, so we hesitate to put, like, you know, any kind of firm timetable on that, especially now that we've got more material on the road. But, again, we're going to be keeping everyone as up-to-date as possible. I can give you a call every morning if you like.
Absolutely. Please do. Yeah. Until this thing is clear, we need to know what's going on.
I think everyone's waiting with bated breath for more information all the time.
Oh, so, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Whenever we get anything new, we'll be posting it. Again, I think it's pretty safe to say, uh-huh, if you hear any rumors of one-way traffic control, they're false.
They're not true.
No.
So, you know, one thing that's that you commented about when we talked earlier this morning was that, mm-hmm, there was the contractor was worried about material still up on the slope and worrying about perhaps taking that down with some charges or whatever. Does that take care of that problem?
We're not sure yet.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's one of the things we're going to be looking at. And if we do have any more information about that, we'll be letting you know as soon as we know. We're having these nightly meetings, kind of like day-end recaps with the contractor. We have those every day at 5 o'clock, and so we try to get out an evening update right after. So definitely be checking our Facebook page for updates around dinner time.
Okay. Now, I know that the contractor won't work when it is actively sliding. It slid last night. Is it considered sliding now?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, one of the things we're having to get from the field. They showed up on site there today, and they're like, oh, well, that happened. I'm not sure how active it looks right now. I think what's going to happen is our geologists are going to have to go out there and evaluate it and make sure it's safe to put people in front of it. I wouldn't expect work to take place until those determinations have been made, because, again, worker safety is kind of the top priority right now. Getting the highway open is the other top priority.
So, to recap, basically, the northern part of the slide, more material came down,
yep,
at least equal to, if not more than, the amount that came down the first time.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yep.
That is a lot. One question, and again, I don't think this is Caltrans jurisdiction or you may have any knowledge about it, but with the significant amount of material that went down into the river, is it blocking the river? Is it going to cause any problems there?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's completely blocked the river,
mm-hmm,
but I can't tell from these photos. That's probably going to be something we look at too, but I'm going to.
It doesn't look like it.
Okay.
I'm getting
a shake of the head, and it doesn't seem like the river's been blocked. I don't think it's
that's
super narrow
news
in that location, so at least there's that.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. So we'll probably have more information about that later tonight as well, but our primary focus is going to be getting that information on when people can expect to get through.
Okay, well, that is unfortunate, but you know, this is kind of par for the course, living behind the redwood curtain. We haven't seen these kind of significant slides since the bypass of Confusion Hill, right?
Yeah.
So and this, you really can't bypass this one too easily.
Yeah, that would be difficult at best.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
So.
All right. Well, hopefully this is kind of a one-off because it's a very, very wet year, and you guys will be able to get past that. And at this point, your best plans are to avoid going south if you can help it. Otherwise, just expect a long way around, either going 299 or 36 to get around that.
That's correct. Yeah, local roads may not be the best option. So if you can avoid traveling, absolutely, just sit tight.
And one quick thing about 299, just an update on that. They're still doing the opening up the road once per hour at this point?
Yeah, they open that up at the top of every hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of just the general rule. If you get there, I think between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m., that's overnight, you may face like hour-long delays. Generally, they are really good about keeping that thing open. You know, you get there at 12 o'clock, boom, you're through. 1 o'clock, you're through. But you definitely want to be in line because they do those one-off openings there.
Yep.
So if you're not in line when they let your side of the traffic through, you have to wait until the next opening. So definitely make sure you're there early, and hopefully you won't face too many delays. We're not hearing too much from people. I don't think most folks that have been there have encountered more than 30-minute delays. But, again, you have the potential to be waiting there for an hour. So,
well, we've had a lot of activity this year.
Yeah, it's definitely, I think, probably the most active year for road closures, slides, and other traveling difficulties that I can remember, for sure.
All righty. Eli Roll, thanks for the update, and anything changes, please let us know.
Absolutely.